Welcome to the War Room with Mike Blanco. Prepare yourself to get dropped into a new subject each week as a soldier's diligence meets entrepreneurial challenges in today's marketplace. So sit back and enjoy the tactics of the War Room with Michael Blanco. Here's your host.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Thursday. Hope everybody's crushing it this week going into the weekend. Hope you get an opportunity to take some rest, eat some good food, hang out with the family, and get ready to crush it next week. I just want to take a minute and thank you all again for the outpouring of support that I've received over the last 4 weeks. You know, I've gotten close to about 250 emails via LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, my website, www.michaelanthonyblanco.com. So it's really been tremendous. So thank you for all the support. One of the emails I got was from an old soldier of mine, and I love it when old soldiers call me or email me asking me for advice or just to say hello, whatever the case may be. And this particular soldier was kind of like needing a little bit of guidance on what he was gonna do next in his career and maybe even transition out of the military. So I really think that having that with subordinates coming back to you years later and seeking your advice and guidance or just wanting to have a conversation is really just a phenomenal metric for your effectiveness as a leader. So we set up a call and I talked to him for a good hour. One of the things he said to me that really resonated with me was that, you know, I really love what you're doing on social media. I love all the talking that you're doing. I love the writing that you're doing. It must be incredible to like move through life without any fear or self-doubt. And I was quiet for a few seconds because that's just not the case, right? Like it's 100% not the case. I don't think anybody in this life that's been successful has done so without any trepidation, fear, or self-doubt. That's just not how it works, right? The difference is, and what I want to talk about, is that we're all filled with a little bit of self-doubt and a little bit of fear. Now, if you're not filled with self-doubt, you're not filled with fear, maybe you're content, right? Because a lot of people are happy to be content. I am not one of those people. So what that means for me is I constantly live in an environment where I have self-doubt and I'm a little bit afraid because I'm constantly pushing myself outside of my comfort zone. And that's especially true of me right now as I work with Mike Ficarra and the Mags Group and Brian Cristiano on Bold Worldwide on this project that we're going to be launching here in the next couple of weeks to a month, right? With a big announcement, a big personal announcement coming next week. But the difference is I've never allowed fear or self-doubt, which I have a lot of, to paralyze me in either taking action or making decisive decisions. I've never allowed it to stop me from achieving my goals or even losing, right? Because let's remember there's a difference between failure and losing. I never let it stop me. I would allow myself the time to be like, you know what? I'm not sure I can do this. This is a little terrifying. I'm not sure if I have the abilities. Maybe I should train longer, whatever the case may be. But my immediate thought after that has always been and will always be, well, I'm going to do this anyway. It's happening, and it's happening now. So let me put my boots on and start moving in that direction because that is the only way any of us will ever make it to the end line, right? To whatever goal or success that we have. Even the most successful people, the guys that started Google, the guys that started Yahoo, whatever, take your pick, doesn't matter. All of these people had some fear or trepidation. They weren't sure if they could do it. They put it all on the line and they won, right? That's not to say that they weren't filled with fear or self-doubt. Of course they were. And a lot of gurus will tell you, and by no stretch of the imagination, am I a guru, a coach, or an influencer of any kind. I am just Mike Blanco. I'm just your average guy, right? But these gurus will tell you, you know, don't be afraid of the dark. Wake up 3:30 in the morning. Go lift. Go work out. Like, okay, dude, that's great, but that's not how the world actually works. Everybody is filled with a little bit of fear and a little bit of self-doubt. We all kind of question our capabilities, but we can't let that stop us from being decisive in accomplishing our goals. And it's not just in our professional life. It's also in our personal lives, in our relationships. We can't be afraid to be bold, to take bold action, because then what happens? Years go by and we look back like, wow, I really wish I would have done that then, right? And that's not to say you can't do it now, but you can't waste time, right? You cannot succumb to fear self-doubt. I've been reading a lot, and one of the people I love to listen to and read is David Goggins, right? Now, me and David Goggins, we don't have a lot in common, right? Because I'm not trying to run 4 ultramarathons in 2 days, right? But one of the great things that he says, and one of the things that resonated with me, and it just stuck in my head, was everything worth having in life is just on the other side of fear. And that's true. That's true 100% of all of us, right? Because a lot of people fall short. And when I joined the military, I was absolutely terrified. Like, my journey into the military was not just a steep climb up. There were surgeries involved. There was a lot. I had to go through a lot. And one of the first times I ran a mile on a treadmill, it took me 14 minutes, right? Now I can run 2 miles in about the same amount of time. But I remember feeling like I had won, you know, the gold medal, you know, 14 minutes, 1 mile on a treadmill. Now, I knew that wasn't going to cut it, but I let myself have that happiness that, like, hey, I accomplished something. But I knew it wasn't going to cut it, right? So immediately after that, I was like, man, I'm not going to cut it. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should keep working at this. And the next day, I was a little scared. I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get good enough. But immediately after that thought, I was like, okay, time to go on a run. You just have to be in the mindset of, yes, I'm a little doubtful. Yes, I'm a little fearful, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to go accomplish this goal anyway, even if it's an intermittent goal or an intermediate goal between your end game goal, right? Because that's important. And again, sometimes you're going to lose, right? But you're going to work harder. You're going to learn from the experience. And the second time, you know what? The chances that you're going to win go up, right? You might be more terrified to even try the second time. Right? Like, this didn't go well for me the first time. I don't know how well it's going to go for me the second time. But the next thought in your head, absolutely 110% needs to be, well, we're about to find out. Because that's the only way you're going to accomplish anything. You'll never know unless you do, right? So that's just something I wanted to talk about just real quick. You know, fear and self-doubt and how all of us have it, regardless of how successful you are or maybe even content that you are, right? It's okay to have those feelings because on the other side of that is success. On the other side of that is what you're reaching for. On the other side of that is what you want. So if that's what you want, you have to go through the valley to get it. You have to be a little bit afraid. You have to be a little bit doubtful because guess what? Nothing worth having comes easy. So that's just what I want to talk about. John, thank you so much for that conversation. I really appreciated it. Again, thanks so much to Mike Ficar and the Mags Group, Brian Cristiano and Bold Worldwide for having the faith in me and investing in me to launch this product. More to come on everything that we're working on the next few weeks. Expect a couple big announcements or at least a big announcement next week that'll probably shake some cages of the people that know me. But I hope you guys are had a great week. I hope you go into Thursday and Friday and the weekend. And you guys get a chance to relax and rest and really go in and just kill next week, all right? I'll talk to you guys next week. In the meantime, check out my website, www.michaelanthonyblanco.com. Shoot me a note. If you guys want to chat, anybody wants to have a conversation with me, I'm always open to those. I love opening dialogues with people and just talking about things that I'm passionate about, right? So drop me a note there and we'll set it up. Have a great weekend and stay savage. And I love you guys, all right? Be well.
You've just been debriefed in the War Room with Michael Blanco. If you've enjoyed this week's meeting, make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform. As always, remember, don't be so afraid to lose that you forget how to win.